tell our friends and family and tell everyone.
The freezing cold weather did not keep away hundreds of New Yorkers from taking to the street to speak out against Israeli aggression on Palestinians. This protest is to mark the second anniversary of Operation Cast Lead, Israel's most recent all-out war in Gaza, which left at least 1,400 Palestinians dead, mostly women and children. Protesters want to bring attention to the illegal Israeli blockade on Gaza that began long before Hamas took office after winning the Palestinian elections.
They're punishing a people just for simply voting in, using democracy to vote in the representation that they want, and Israel and the United States, Israel with the sponsorship and money from the United States is having this blockade, which is like starving the people.
Every time I see something that will support the people of Palestine against a very racist government, which I think is what Israel is and has been since it developed, I come out in support of the people of Palestine.
War has taken a heavy physical, emotional, and mental toll on the people of Gaza. As a result, many still need professional help to come to terms with war.
I'm here to commemorate all the lives that were lost and the destruction that happened at the hands of Israel.
We're just here to let everybody know what happened 2 years ago and that we're not going to forget what happened 2 years ago and that the Israeli atrocities shouldn't be forgotten.
Palestinian men have been hit especially hard. Many of them have spent the last 2 years struggling to find work under the blockade. And the horrors of the war have made things harder and more traumatic.
Just last week, there was a Palestinian woman who died because of tear gas inhalation, and she was protesting nonviolently because of the wall that was built in her village.
Jared Molson experienced Israel's vicious practices firsthand.
Operation Cast Lead was the deadliest incident in 43 years since the beginning of the occupation of the West Bank and Gaza, beginning with a real thunderclap with the destruction of all of the police stations and other government institutions in the Gaza Strip.
Molson is an American and is Ma'an News Agency's former chief editor until Israel barred him from entering the country. He has just returned from Gaza.
Well, Palestinians are a very resilient people. They've been enduring a lot of brutality over the decades. But one really gets the sense that things are at a low point, and every time Gaza reaches one low point, there's another one below that.
Israel suffered from international criticism because of the last war on Gaza. The continued siege on Gaza has led Israel into confrontations with regional actors such as Turkey. Protesters and activists say their efforts won't stop here. They promise to continue to apply pressure on Israel and their U.S. government to bring justice to Palestine. Ihab Zahria, Press TV, New York.